Digital tools can make our RV life easier, but which ones? Welcome to RV Out West. I'm your host, Brooks. My family of four's base camp is located in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, and our RV adventures radiate out from there. Please grab a mug of coffee and join us as we discuss RVing around the American West. From sweet camping spots, gear and equipment, to tips and tricks, we've got you covered. We are RV Out West. As a member of Generation X, we've witnessed the ascent of the internet and its influence on our daily lives. I remember what life was like before the internet, the way we gathered information and research for school term papers, to even how we figured out road trip routes. Paper maps and triptychs from AAA to Rand McNally or National Geographic's road atlases. My old tip for flying by the seat of your pants was using those hotel travel guides you find at truck stops so you can find an easy place to overnight. Learning to read a map is still important. Knowing what the symbols mean, how to find a rest area, exit numbers, and calculate distances, I do believe is something everyone should know how to do. I'd put that in the same category as driving a manual transmission car. I'm also not such a Luddite that I don't or can't appreciate the conveniences of what modern technology, and specifically the internet, has brought to our lives and especially as RVers. From LevelMate Pro or tire pressure monitoring systems, these are great tools that I use to help make my life a little bit easier when we are on the road. So, in this episode, I want to share some of the digital tools that I use to help me either plan a route, find things to see and do along the way, or to even find places to spend the night. Now that we all have this Oracle in our pocket, not only is it simple to rely on our mobile devices for this type of information, but I do also think that there is still some fun to be had when kicking it old school with paper maps. Here are the top 10 apps that we rely on the most during our planning and our travels. I just wanted to share from our experiences what we have used and what has worked best for us. We are paid members to the RoadPass Digital Pro subscription, and for $60 a year, you get access to the first two apps that I use the most of, Road Trippers and Campendium. Let's chat about Road Trippers first. This app is a great trip and route planning software. I use it a lot on my laptop, and then I can use the app for turn-by-turn navigation. The desktop experience is very cool for planning and looking at cool things to see along your route. I find Road Trippers to be a great user experience, and you can find so much here for roadside attractions, places to camp, places to eat, and spots you can stay. It really is a complete package. Earlier this year, or late last year, they combined two pieces of their software, Road Trippers and Togo RV. And so now you can receive turn-by-turn RV-friendly directions within the Road Trippers app. In your profile, you can add your tow vehicle and your RV or motorhome so that the app can safely direct you around low-clearance bridges, propane-free tunnels, etc., and help you really navigate to your intended destination. Campendium is also a part of the RoadPass Digital Pro subscription, and what I enjoy about Campendium is that it has a forum for user-generated content and reviews. This is a great app to use when you're looking for places to either camp or to overnight. Users can share connectivity information and often post internet speeds, but also share pictures and their experiences at these places to stay. Did they feel safe? Was it really loud, easily accessed from a major highway? The other feature of Campendium that I've relied a lot on is finding places that I can successfully dump my tanks while I'm on the road. You can tweak your search parameters to find free boondocking places to overnight, or you can search out campgrounds with full hookups, or simply a spot to just dump your tanks. It is a great app and probably the one go-to in my digital toolbox when I'm looking for places to camp. Considering that you get these two great resources for $5 a month makes this one almost a no-brainer in my opinion. Another great mapping tool that I use is Onyx Maps. This is a paid subscription as well, and while they don't provide turn-by-turn navigation, their satellite information is simply amazing. They can even drill down to the type of land that you are staying on, be it private, BLM, or federal lands, and they have all of that information. They show the federal maintenance or fire roads, so it can definitely help you find great boondocking locations here in the Pacific Northwest. While digital scouting is a great first step in finding some boondocking, nothing beats boots on the ground. So I still recommend that you go out and scout the locations before you're all hooked up with a trailer and find yourself on some narrow road that you can't turn around on. This app also shows hiking trails, and if you are looking for access to high alpine lakes for a day to paddle or fish, then Onyx is a great solution. This is not my be-all, end-all planning app, but it's a cool app that offers a lot of different information that you would find from road trippers, and it is more detailed than Google Maps. I just subscribed to Washington State, and it's $35 a year. Now, if you've been around the show long enough, you know that one of our sponsors is Camper Alerts, and I would be totally remiss if I didn't give them a shout-out. Our friend Thomas has built a great piece of software that helps you find sold-out campgrounds. If you haven't listened to our conversation with Thomas, please go back and listen to episode 49, How to Hack the Reservation Game. Camper Alerts has saved my bacon, as I've forgotten to book a trip on a busy weekend, and so I've set an alert with Camper Alerts and been able to book a spot. Just know that you may not be the only one looking for a spot that weekend at that campground. So when you get the alert, you should drop whatever you are doing at that moment and go book the site. It's a snooze-you-lose situation. While at this time, Thomas does not have an app, the software is mobile responsive, so go visit www.camperalerts.com. On travel days, there are a few apps that I like to use outside of my turn-by-turn navigations. These apps are helpful for those long road days. First and foremost, if you are not signed up for the Truck Stop Rewards memberships, these are free, and if you plan to spend any time on the road, you definitely should sign up. Both the Loves and Pilot apps are great. They offer fuel discounts, and personally, I love their coffee club and tracking my coffee purchases. Plus, they also have other snack deals and two-for-one deals quite often through the app. When I am hooked up with our trailer, I prefer fueling up at a truck stop, as I will use the professional lanes to get my diesel, as there is law and order on that side, and it's just not so crazy with cars whipping around all vying for a spot to get gas. I find it calmer and easier. Signing up for the Loves and Pilot Rewards program is super simple. You can just download the app, create a free account, and you're ready to start collecting your rewards. Their app also has a truck stop locator, so if you're looking for one, the app makes it really easy to find. Truck Stop Coffee has gotten a lot better over the years too, I must say. Now, I don't have a TD fuel card, but a good friend of mine has just signed up and shared that info with me, so that is something I'm going to look into, and of course I'm sure I will share my experiences with it here on the show down the road, so keep an eye out for that. Well, on the topic of fuel, another app that I use when I'm RVing or just for finding fuel in the area that I live in is Gas Buddy. This app allows you to research a geographic area based on your current location, and they also publish the prices of the fuel at the pump. This app relies on user-generated content with users helping to chime in with their recent purchases and the price they paid at the pump. Using this app, I have found upwards of 80 cents per gallon difference for diesel in my area. The one thing I will say is that when I've used this app outside of my local home area, they will show you prices of places that you may have already passed, and so it may not be worth the backtrack to go fuel up. So just be aware of your direction of travel and look for fuel that is on your route or with a slight detour if it's worth it. You just want to keep that in mind. The next app I use with some frequency during a season, and I know I've discussed it before on the show, but it's worthy of another mention, and that is Weigh My Truck. This is the CatScale app that allows you to simply roll on to any CatScale at a truck stop and weigh your tow vehicle and trailer or motorhome. It will give you the weight on each axle as well as your combined weight. This is great information, and I do believe this is something that you should do periodically and at least once a season, just so you can make sure that you are towing safely, under your tow vehicle's weight ratings. It's important to keep you and your family safe, as well as for everyone else out there on the road. The app will help you geolocate where the scales are, and it's free to download. You just provide a credit or debit card so they can ding you the $12 fee it costs to weigh yourself. If you've never done this, you really should. Tracking weather while you're on the road is important, not only for keeping you safe, but also so you know what weather to expect when you get to your destination. I really rely heavily on two apps, Weather Underground and windy. Weather Underground is my go-to weather app. Both the desktop and the app version have great radar and forecasting. I'm not sure if this weather app will alert you via your geography if there is an incoming weather alert that you would need to know, so just keep that in mind. Windy is a good app for checking out the wind conditions in your area. You can zoom in and around the app to either get the big picture or look more closely at wind conditions for a specific area. This app will also forecast what the wind conditions will be like at a certain time of day, so you're not just getting real-time data. This can help with your route planning and deciding when it's a good time for you to make your drive. For hike planning, I use Washington Trails Association for locating and finding hikes in Washington State. They've been on the show before, so if you're not familiar with them or their nonprofit organization, then go back and listen to episode 30 as we chat with Anna of Washington Trails Association. If you're looking for hikes, trail conditions, then this is a great resource, and you can find them at WTA.org. My second app is AllTrails. Now, I have not yet paid for a subscription to their software, but I do use their app both in the desktop version, mostly for pre-planning and searching out hikes in an area that I know that I will be in. For example, we're going to Banff and Jasper this upcoming summer, and so I've been using AllTrails to locate some family-friendly hikes around Lake Louise and Moraine Lake. I've got a few honorable mentions that I want to briefly talk about, as these are some that I use on occasion. Waze. Everyone knows Waze, and about a decade ago, it was my primary app of choice for turn-by-turn directions. The biggest thing that I liked about this app is the user-generated real-time traffic reporting. This is super helpful for days of travel, so if you know of an oncoming traffic situation, you can decide how best you want to handle it. Waze has taken me on some crazy routes without the RV, so I don't really use it when I am hooked up and towing, as I definitely believe that this app would get me into some sticky road situations. It was also inaccurate a few times, and so I don't really 100% trust it. Like I said, though, I think their real-time traffic data is the best for free. I have the geocaching app on my phone, and we will use it occasionally for some great family fun. Geocaching is a Seattle-based company, and we've had them on the show, so if you're not familiar with what geocaching is or just want to hear about it, you can go back and listen to episode 31. In a nutshell, though, geocaching is where people hide caches in the real world and then mark it via GPS, so geocachers can go find the cache. It's a fun game and activity to do when you're out RVing. Our kids have had a lot of fun looking for caches over the years. iOverlander. Okay, now this one I actually have zero experience with. It made my honorable mention list, even though I've never used it, as something that I've heard a lot about. This app relies heavily on user-generated content to talk about boondocking spots. While my family is mostly park campers, iOverlander seems to also be a good app to use when you're looking for just a spot to jump off a freeway and overnight that is not necessarily a Walmart parking lot. I intend to download this app and check it out. Perhaps there are apps and other digital tools that I didn't mention that you like to use to help make your RV life a little bit easier. Please, I would welcome to hear about those. Feel free to join the conversation on social media, or better yet, why don't you reach out via the question link on our website? Share with me about your favorite digital tool. What is it? Why do you like it so much? Why does it make your RV life easier? You can head over to our website at www.rvoutwest.com and click on the link question. You'll have 90 seconds to record your answer, and I'll share your answer with our RVing community. Please reach out and share with us all about your favorite app or digital RV tool. We can't wait to hear from you. Using technology to aid in navigation, route planning, monitoring your RV systems, or to simply find your next hike are all wonderful uses of these great digital tools. In our modern world, they really do make things easier and helpful to have this vast amount of information at your fingertips. But I find myself a bit nostalgic for the paper maps and road atlases. In my early 20s, getting turn-by-turn directions meant that you'd have to print out like 20 pages for MapQuest to just get across town to find a friend's house. Back then, when I knew that I had a few days off in a row, one of the first things I would do would be to take my trusty spiral-bound road atlas out, sit on the floor in my apartment, Put on some good road trip kind of music. Probably Widespread Panic. Thanks, cuz, for turning me on to them, by the way, all those years ago. And I would just look at the atlas and let my mind wander to all the places I could go. What direction did I want to travel? How far was I willing to go in the allotted time that I had? Here's a fun story. In the early 2000s, I went back to college to study photography. My wife and I were only dating at this time, and I worked at a brew pub. She and one of my classmate photographer friends came into the pub for one of my shifts. As they had pints, we talked about getting out of town that night, if only for the night. Where did we want to go? We were living at the time in a town just up in the foothills of the Los Padres National Forest called Ojai, which is about 30 minutes to Ventura, California. Anyway, we decided we wanted to go on a hike in Zion National Park. It was about an 8-hour drive from the Barstools in one direction, and I wasn't going to get off until about 3 a.m. after the bar closed. We still wanted to do it, so when I got off of work, we grabbed our camera bags, loaded up into Tom's Jeep Cherokee, packed some extra food for Chloe, our blue heeler, and we took off. We watched the sunrise over the desert just outside of Las Vegas. We made it to Zion National Park, spent about 7 hours or so on the trail hiking, doing photography, and exploring, and then made it back to Las Vegas for a late night dinner, and we rolled back into Ojai just under 24 hours later. We spent 16 hours on the road to spend 7 hours on the trail. We made this road trip without digital tools. They didn't really exist at the time. Cell phones took these crappy low-res images, and the iPhone wasn't even really a thing at this point. We made it work with paper maps, and while it might have been foolish to do something in under 24 hours, this is a great memory of mine from my late 20s. My point here is that just like anything, these apps are all just tools. Don't replace your common sense. Sometimes the adventure is in not knowing what is exactly down the road. Letting it unfold as you click off the miles with some good tunes just might be what you need. Personally, I feel that our technological world has us all even more connected, either with each other, with our friends of yonder years, but yet somehow all of this tech is enabling us to hide behind screens versus making those deep, meaningful in-person connections. Maybe that is why the campfire is such an important part of camping. It is a beacon for kids and adults to get warm, sharing stories and laughter, all while creating those long-lasting memories. I want to remind you to share with us about an app or digital tool that you love to use to make your RV life a little bit easier. Please visit rvoutwest.com and click on the link question to share with us about your favorite digital app or tool. You only have 90 seconds, so be succinct, but please share with us. I look forward to hearing from you and highlighting them on the show. Again, please visit rvoutwest.com and click on the link question. Thank you again for listening to RV Out West. I sincerely appreciate it. Please give RV Out West a follow on Facebook and Instagram so you can join in the conversation. And share with your RVing friends and family about this podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Next Monday's Pit Stop, I'm going to share my tips and suggestions for unwinterizing the RV. About 2 weeks ago, we kicked off our camping season, and I had to do some annual inspections and maintenance to our travel trailer to get it all primed and ready for this camping season. I'll share with you what I did, what I look for, and give you some tips and tricks for this type of project. If you're about to kick off your RV season, this will be a helpful episode. Thanks so much for listening to RV Out West. Join us again next week. Please like and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you choose to get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. I sure would appreciate it if you left a rating or a review of the show. Special thanks to Scott Holmes Music for providing us the intro song, We Are One. RV Out West can be found on Instagram and Facebook, where you can interact with us and follow along on our RV adventures around the Pacific Northwest. So get out there, explore, and go see what's beyond the horizon.